Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Joseph Richardson, I play the bongo.
My name is Ron McCann, I play the conga.
My name is Wilbur Max, I play the girl.
My name is Joseph Richardson, I play the bongo.
My name is Gilbert Cannon, I dance.
My name is Robert Wilson, I play the sticks.
My name is Joseph Richardson, I play the bongo.
My name is Robert Edwards, I play the maracos.
My name is Rush Cone, I dance.
My name is Joseph Richardson, I play the bongo.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
Giddy up.
The dog trots freely in the street and sees reality. And the things he sees are bigger than himself. And the things he sees are his reality. Drunks in doorways, moons on trees. The dog trots freely through the street, and the things he sees are smaller than himself. Fish on newsprint, ants in holes, chickens in Chinatown windows, their heads a block away. The dog trots freely in the street, and the things he smells something like himself. The dog trots freely in the street, past fuddles and babies, cats and cigars, pool rooms and policemen. He doesn't hate cops, he merely has no use for them. And he goes past them, past the dead cows hung up whole in front of the San Francisco meat market. Would rather eat a tender cow than a tough policeman, though either might do. He goes past the Romeo Ravioli factory, past Koch Tower, past Congressman Doyle. He's afraid of Koch Tower, but he's not afraid of Congressman Doyle, although what he hears is very discouraging, very depressing. Very absurd. To a sad young dog like himself, to a serious dog like himself. But he has his own free world to live in, his own fleas to eat. He will not be muzzled. Congressman Doyle is just another fire hydrant to him. The dog trots freely in the street and has his own dog's life to live and to think about and to reflect upon, touching and tasting and testing everything, investigating everything without benefit of perjury. A real realist with a real tale to tell. And a real tale to tell it with. A real live barking democratic dog engaged in real free enterprise with something to say about ontology, something to say about reality, and how to see it, and how to hear it, with his head cocked sideways at street corners as if he is just about to have his picture taken for Victor Records. Listening for his master's voice and looking like a living question mark into the great gramophone of puzzling existence with its wondrous hollow horn which always seems just about to spout forth some victorious answer to everything.
And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Coming at you with music and fun. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done.
Alrighty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Ooh, Friday Night Possum. Yeah. That's probably the last time we'll play that one. We'll retire that one tonight. As you all know, I don't know if you all saw this, I believe it was in the Times. They were playing Possum Hour in the jury during the Cosby trial, and 3 minutes You'll Never Get Back came on, and they all were like, looked at each other and said, this guy is guilty as sin. And that's what it was, a hung jury until 3 minutes You'll Never Get Back. So we're part of the justice system, and it's, you know, that's appropriate. So anyway, welcome to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. The aforementioned Possum Hour on Mondays. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, Ben J. Grimm, who I believe is going to give us a gushing review of the new Avengers movie, which to me signals that it's probably fucking great. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I trust his judgment when it comes to all things Marvel Comics, of which I'm a huge, huge fan. All right. And then Fridays, you're listening to us now, Diddy Mouse. And without any further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J.
Thank you, kindly. Beauty. Yes, it is.
Did you have a good week?
Hey, are you the one I got beauty from? The girl I work with is always saying that I say beauty all the time.
It's probably me, yeah. I've been saying that a lot last few years, yeah.
Okay,
all
right.
I look beauty. Beauty.
Now I know.
Beauty.
Oh, yeah. My week's been okay, sir. What have you been up to?
No, not really, man. A good week, man. Everything's going beautifully. I'm in a really good place mentally.
Okay. All right, good.
Unfortunately, not all of those around us could be in that same beautiful state, but, you know, we do what we can. We do what we can for Mr. Cause. And did you see that Tom Brokaw took a hit, too, man? Fuck up Tom Brokaw.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some lady comes out of, you know, the woodwork, says, oh, yeah, he came on to me like 10 years ago. So what?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, came on to you. Is you know, he didn't drug her.
Big fucking, yeah. No,
he
didn't drug her or rape her. Uh-huh. He fucking came on to us, turned down, went away.
Uh-huh. Now all
what
these
the
silly
fuck?
Fucking things are coming out. Everyone's going to be accusing celebrities of everything now.
I mean, the poor guy's got cancer. He's fucking 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on.
He grabbed my ass. I you know what? He really did. He did grab my ass. I'm gonna get on this bandwagon.
Okay. Well, he likes to pinch a little push now and again. Who doesn't?
He really did a big grab of my ass one time. I'm getting on this bandwagon.
You'll get famous and rich. That's what they say.
There you go.
So you got a plug?
There you go.
You got a plug?
Yes, I do.
All right, man. I'm ready. Uh-huh. Ready.
Okay. All right, Ted. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, we have Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to do his 50-50 show. That's 50 top records of 50 years ago. So that's April of 1968. So that's going to be a lot of fun. There you go. And you can hear that live on your inner tube there at www.wriu.org. There you go. Eminence Front Radio.
Are they going to, like, go down memory lane, like, you know, the greatest assassinations each month, each week, stuff like that?
No, but I was going to do that because Marty was assassinated on April, wasn't he?
I think.
Wasn't Bobby?
Bobby K later in the year, in the end of the summer, after the California primary.
Sure.
He won the California primary, and all he got was a bullet to the brain pan.
There you go.
1968, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Ted's second round of farts are on their way. Yes, indeed.
Keep going, Ted. You keep going.
Mamma mia.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we put Cosby behind bars, and he doesn't have a plane, you assholes. The fuck.
I don't have a plane.
That's what he yelled at the prosecutor when they. He said he was a flight risk. He said, I don't even have a plane, you asshole.
now he gets it back.
True story. it may or may not have been on purpose, but you know, that's how that went down. Before we blow something up. Real quick, did you see the Golden State Killer they caught this week? This guy, he'd been on he killed 12 people and raped 45 women that they know of between 1976 and 1986, okay? So he's been on the back burner for quite a while.
Yeah.
And they got him on his DNA from one of the crime scenes because he had gone into one of those, you know, get your family tree, you know, stuff. Yeah. So, you know, they rang him up. Now, the thing about it was, though, I'll put the link in here. I don't know if you can get the Washington Post. That's the only one I had. But this guy, if this guy doesn't look like Lawrence Tierney, Then I'm a naughty pine, okay? this guy looks like Lawrence Tierney sitting there.
Hello.
What?
I didn't
kill nobody. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
He was still alive.
Guys,
this guy's life story.
I know. Spitting image for Lawrence Tierney. Anyway.
I'm going to the bedroom.
Hey, so I knocked off a couple of broads. Big deal, huh? Capiche?
Joe and Nice Guy Eddie. How are your neighbors that you said looks like Joe and Nice Guy Eddie? Remind you of Joe and Nice Guy Eddie.
Who?
Didn't you say that you had a neighbor that reminds you of Tierney? And he has a son that we were talking about how you should call him Joe and Nice Guy Eddie.
I don't remember that now. Oh, yeah. The guy in the back is Lawrence Tierney. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot that. Yeah. He's like one of my Korean War or World War II vets, you know. Hey, how you doing? You know.
Yeah.
I like to keep things neat back here. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay.
I've got a tight ship.
Yeah. I like to keep an eye on things, if you know what I'm saying. Over here.
On things. I like it.
Yeah. Well, there he is. Ted's alive tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Ted comes alive. You missed him last episode. He was kind of feeling a little draggy. Where you at, buddy?
Dang.
Come on in. Come on in, you meathead. His scab on his nose fell off today, which is gross dog news. You can all enjoy.
All right.
It actually looks better now. I hope it heals right. But it's kind of gross.
All right.
Here you go, bloody nose. All that raw meat hanging off his snoot. He's going to bark some more, so don't worry, kids. That'll be back. I just have a feeling. So anyway, thought we'd do a change of pace tonight. Let's blow up John Cougar Mellencamp Smith.
Yeah, we haven't blown him up in a while. He's our new pet.
I believe this is the 6th or 7th in a row. There's Ted. Ted, what are you doing? You're gonna make Daddy sore. What are you doing? You want a milk bone? Then you got a shat app. You can't be hungry, dude. Yeah.
I think we're all gonna rip one during this blow up. It's all rip one. Rip one for the melon head.
Ted's gonna be a punk tonight, man. I'm telling you what. All right, that's all right. He's a good kid. Blowing up Mellencamp. Where are we at? Suddenly got quiet. Yeah. All right, Teddy, you going to lay down in here? Come on in and lay down, buddy. Don't come in and bark. All right. Back to brass tacks. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We have a nice, beautiful... The biggest crowd ever in a Blog Talk chat room tonight. Have I just implicated myself in a crime? I think I have. Okay.
You're an accountable. You can pardon yourself.
Did you see the wheels coming off interview, a call-in to the Fox and Friends? The other day?
No.
I recommend that to every American citizen to watch that. It's 30 minutes of... what to call that? Beyond Bizarro World, man. Woo! He going to booty boo boo boo. All right. Don't. Come here, Ted. Don't you start whining.
Bobo booty hatch.
I could still replace you with a goldfish. Here we go. John Mellonhead Camp Cougar.
Hello, yeah. Detective Bureau. Sergeant Moore speaking. Oh, wait a minute, Clancy. Go ahead. You say there's a dead horse on the Roga Street? How do you spell Ticonderoga?
Oh, you don't know either.
Well, drag him over.
Drag him
over
to First Street.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
She calls me home and she says, baby,
fuck! 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 Fuck!
I don't know.
Fuck!
your function.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or. They'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R. When you have a choice like this or that. And, but, and, or, get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter. Peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, the growth in or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that. I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Absolutely.
They're bringing it.
All right, dude.
Bringing it on that shit, man.
Bringing it on.
Bringing it. What was I thinking about saying? Yeah, we were talking about, oh, Bugs Bunny. No. Well, you know, 7,000 steps today, Dr. Cake.
Oh,
congratulations.
Wow. That's, yeah.
I got my $5,000 in, I think, all but one day this week, so got that going for me.
And no one yelling in obscenities to you.
That's all right. I got mail from Uncle Bobo for president.
Yeah.
In 2020, in the mail. Yeah. I'm serious. Totally serious, man.
Was it him?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It is. Keep America Great, which will be hashtag CAG instead of MAGA or MAGA. Uh-huh. Maybe hashtag CAG. CAG. But I'd wipe my ass with the thing, the bumper sticker, but I'm keeping it for evidence, you know?
Uh-huh.
You never
there
know.
You go. Yeah, build it up. You know where the stuff like shaking
yeah.
it.
We'll resolve this thing peacefully and soon.
Yeah, of course.
Because I was telling Gigantor about it. He wants to light the guy on fire and then fuck his corpse.
Gigantor,
I think that's,
gets things done.
Hopefully we can resolve this peacefully. Anyway, CAG. Oh man, you got to watch that interview though. He calls in Fox and Friends, and they hardly say a word. They're going like, "But I get, but did you get? I know, but And he's just going on and on, railing and ranting and raving and yelling and
coke,
contradicting himself, you know. And,
yep.
And, oh, and then confessing up. That he's confessing that he knew all about the Stormy Daniels things. That was the big nugget. And like later on that day in court, they're filing papers going, well, he admitted in court or on TV this morning this shit. So, classic. Oh, well.
That's great.
Nothing I can do about it, man. It's all out of my hands. Bigger things, people than me are handling these big things, man. Speaking
I'm
of big things, though, I do have a big thing to handle, though.
Hey, you bragging again?
No, and I'm not talking about that fart that Ted just cracked either.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the shout-outs in the Possum Lounge, D.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Handsome.
Unfortunately, I stalled as long as I can, Cake, but we have the illustrious, lovely Dr. Cake leading off and playing shortstop tonight. welcome back to the show. Well, not welcome back. You didn't leave, but welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here, man.
We're here.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
We love cake.
The coin of phrase.
Possums love cake.
I got to get a cake. I'll get a cake for Monday. I'll buy a cake for Monday.
Okay, good.
Get a cake.
All right.
Thank you for coming, darling. Maggie C. First in
Maggie
love, first
C.
in peace. First in the Possum Lounge. What happened to Cake? Did she... Not open to say anything. She disappeared.
She wants a legit welcome back. That's what she's going to do. Maggie.
Yeah, man. I hope everything's right.
There
she is. Hi, Cake. Welcome back, Cake.
Welcome back.
Well, she's gone. She's having trouble.
She can't get in. Yeah.
Maggie C is here.
Right.
So anyway, thank you for
Maggie
coming,
C.
darling. Maggie C is so great. But just positive vibes all the time. You know, them people over there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
They're mellow, man. They're like fucking cool.
They are.
Fucking cool people over there, man.
Not uptight like us.
I could probably fit in over there, man. I think I got the.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm not gonna let people bother me. You know.
I can see you with a surfboard.
Roll with that'll be the day. All right, and there's Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Thank you, sir, for joining me here in the Possum.
I wouldn't miss it.
Satellite. We orbit the planet and broadcast to you, the listener. All right. And Cake's coming back again. Welcome back, Cake, again. Welcome back. And there's the herd mentality.
Right,
welcome, herd.
The
your green
man.
Text. He's the green text in the in the chat room. Green.
A marijuana man.
Whoa, hey, there you said it. Yeah, he was looking for us Friday for the 420, man.
Uh-huh.
Dave's not here, man.
Down.
Dave's
down.
Not here, man.
He was just
having scotches with.
Dave's not here. That is the funniest skit they've done. I really wasn't a big fan of them, but I laughed my ass off at that one.
Hillbillies in every state, says Herd. I believe it. I believe it.
Uh huh.
Yeah. You know, that's another interesting thing, topic we'll talk about after the break.
Okay, all right.
If I recall. If I remember. And finally, we have X4USA. Live and in color. Rounding out a very, the hugest crowd in the history of Possum.
Yes.
Thank you all for coming, and anybody else
great
listening, join in. You know, it's always hilarious, man. We're just, that's a laugh a minute tonight. By God, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
I get docked for that one. I get docked for that one.
As the Beaver.
My spirit animal took a leak.
Uh-huh.
It was cool. Yeah.
It sure wasn't Ted.
No, Ted just farted. It was my spirit animal.
Okay.
Made a puddle. All right. Oh, yeah. The thingy I was going to talk about. This is weird, man. Again, an article in the Times. Let me get it up in front of me. Time I'm informed... guy here. No, it's not that one. That's funny. I got some funny stories for tonight's news. I'm telling you what.
Hot damn. Hot
no,
damn.
No, this on the other, not funny. This is the study they had. Look at it, you know, trying to figure out why people voted for Bobo. You know, because a lot of people are scratching their heads, going, "How the fuck is this guy our president?" Right. So anyway, they're trying to figure it out, and they said it wasn't economic anxiety, okay? Like it's commonly thought,
say.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Commonly thought. No. This research says it's a fear of cultural displacement. In other words,
okay,
we're coming to the end of the white male-dominated society. And
yes,
we just had a black guy for president. Now they want us to have a woman? What are you, crazy? We want a white guy. That's a big daddy, you know, and they run things and they, you know, they pat us on the head. So.
Interesting.
And I think and I think there's a little bit of the racism stuff in there, maybe, you know, just to sweeten the pot. But they didn't go
now
into that in this.
Does this study say that a lot of this is done subconsciously, like people aren't really thinking that way, but they really are? You know what I mean? When they voted,
they don't specify. They came to these, they came to these conclusions probably from questions that they designed to get us, you know, a specific result for something. I don't know. I don't really, you know. And I'm not a big. I'm just sharing this information. I'm not a big believer in these kind of studies or polls or something because I used to take polling information. If you finally talk to this guy, it's like, you know, okay, if I just answer this fucking poll, he'll leave me alone, right? So you're going, you're reading them off, and you're going A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, you know? I see where this is going. So sometimes I don't think the data is away.
And a lot of polls are really thick, too, especially political. I don't know
about
studies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you really can't go by that. That's nonsense. Down with polls.
But I think there's a little truth to that, though, man. There's a, you know, because
if subconsciously, I would probably agree
with
it.
You know, yeah. I would reckon you're correct subconsciously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, Bobo.
Other than that, Ted's still whiny. You want a milk bone, boo? I got no more treats. It was just them two.
Hey, I checked to see if I got that Western channel you're talking about, and I don't. So I went to Amazon to see if there's any new apps, and I came across something called Western Mania, which is old movies, the old early John Wayne movie. I watched the 1934 one now. Man from Utah.
It's all like fun. Oh my God.
It's a lot.
I got new, like three or four new channels this week. Out of the blue
one. They took my
and two came
away.
Back, but got that Grit back, and that's like all Westerns pretty much.
Yeah.
So I got 24/7 Westerns now, man.
Yeah, maybe I should move my antenna around.
I did not jip. Wait a minute, I'm being accused of jipping Ted in the chat room.
I did not jip Ted. Hey.
Did not jip him. He got two. I figured he'd be cool because Monday, there was three in the bag. I gave him one Monday. It was cool. It was fine. Laid down. I gave him the other two tonight, and he's still over there belly aching like a spoiled brat.
Give him a third. Give him a third to make the pot.
I don't got a third. I got a milk bone. I got a milk bone, but I ain't got no third treat, man. Third treat. He ate Monday. This is it, dude. Hey, you're getting a milk bone. You're gonna. That's it. I got nothing. He's spoiled. What a spoiled dog. Holds me hostage, man. Oh well.
Good boy. Good boy.
The joke's on him. I have opposable thumbs. Hey, man. You want to do Possum Blues?
Oh yes. Yes.
Do some Possum Blues, even though it is Jazz Appreciation Month.
Uh-huh. Hey, 4:30 tomorrow morning during this eminent show. It's the Possum Blues. 4:30 tomorrow morning,
alrighty.
Eastern time.
Alrighty. If I can remember where I left them, we'll have some Possum Blues, Maul. Here we go. Possum Blues.
Thank you very much. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calhoun Tubbs, known to my friends as Hard Fingers. See, that's because back in 1947, I once played the guitar for over 36 hours straight, for no reason at all. That's right. I wrote a song about it, like the kid here go. I play guitar for 36 hours, for no reason at all.
It's 9:30 in the morning. We about to close the show. But before we step off, there's something you should know. Now we just wanna tell you and give you all the news. We gave you a virus called the Mocking Monkey Blues. And it'll make you shake and shudder. It'll make you jump and shout. You try and get it off in your mind, but you just can't get it out. No, 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 no. Ain't no injection. No, it'll cure this flu. We gave you an injection called the Mocking Monkey Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have done it without you, sir.
There you go. Don't be frantic.
Yeah. I didn't really feel like, you know, it wasn't really too much of a mood to put a show together, so I was like, all right, backlog of Gumby stuff, man. Just let him do the heavy lifting. I threw in Conjunction Junction and the Fat Albert thing.
Hey. Monday's Jazz Appreciation Day, kids. Listen to the chat. Go to Gumby Loves Jazz. It's all about jazz. There you have
it. We'll have to work on a particularly jazzy episode then, don't you think?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I think I got the 3 minutes. But that's it. A jazzy yodel, that would be something.
I would like to hear another Annette Cohen too, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if I was gushed enough, but that was one of the best damn shows I've ever seen.
I'm sure.
In my life. Amazing. And so
he plays a mean licorice stick.
Very intimate setting.
Yes.
It didn't look like a room that would have good acoustics because it was kind of narrow, and they were playing like sideways, you know, in the middle of the long end. But it was all wood, old wood paneling. So I think that absorbed, you know, and made it sound goo because it had, man,
it gave you an authentic jazz feel, right? Being that it's a nice, comfortable area and everything. You know, not a festival looking thing or concert looking thing.
I don't know. It was just cool, man. They're just
if only it was smoke filled like the old days.
Not indoors anymore, bub. Them days are long gone.
Damn skippy. Not even in smoke shops.
I used to smoke at my desk at work.
Jesus. Yep.
Is that crazy town or what, man? Sit there at a butt burning at my desk at work.
those were the
it's a good
days.
Thing those days are gone because less people are smoking, and that's a good thing. No offense
that
to
the price
smoke.
Of tobacco keeps going up.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to smoke something, smoke something good for you, man.
There you go. Herd will recommend a few things. What should we smoke, herd mentality?
Not that shit the Indians gave us. Get that shit the Mexicans gave us, you know?
There you go.
Hey, caramba. All right. Well, now, back to the fur trapper. The issue at hand, of course. Let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Nice.
I'm starting to think it's fixed.
I don't know, man. That's a heavy wheel.
Okay.
This is the wrong one, man. You're hitting the man. I'm so off. I'm so off tonight, man.
But you're in a good place. You're in a good place. So fuck it.
I'm in a good place, man. You know. I mean, you know, I'm not crazy.
Well. That's a debate for the lounge.
No. I'm definitely not a sociopath. I'm a little goofy and fun, but I'm not a sociopath, you know.
Okay, all right.
That's for the most part, I'm a mature person.
Okay.
I'm silly, but mature. Yes.
You're not going to follow your
reason.
Tree, your family tree, are you? They'll get you.
That's when they get you, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Keep your DNA to yourself. That's what you learn from Lawrence Tierney.
I got things buried under the porch, you know. If that gets out, I'm going to
make your heart, Maggie says.
News.
Maggie says, commies fun 24/7. You sweet.
There you go. All right. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. I was actually about to have a heart attack while you were here. That's probably why I was so chatty. It is 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Tell me you've learned from history when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't vote for Hillary. That rich guy you've been backing didn't say what he meant. So welcome back, baby, to the 99%. To him you were nothing that he meant to make great.
Didn't make you great. You are
that much smile than a vote in a Rust Belt swing state. And win. Girl, it's hard to find a golden toilet in the 99%. I can't blame you for trying. I'm disenfranchised too. I've got one little hang up, darling. He's really Hitler and we're all screwed. A small amount.
Just a small amount.
If you just learn how to read, things will start to make some sense. So welcome back, baby, to the 99%.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Well, as opposed to the last episode where I didn't look at the headlines before the show, I spent some time this evening sipping on some coffee and going over the headlines.
Doing your homework.
Here we go.
All right.
Noam Sayin reporting. Okay, this one's funny. Well, no, not really for him, but I just think this... obsession with selfies and looking at our faces, and you know, I nothing personal to anybody that does this shit, but I hate when people put the fucking camera in their face and talk on shit. They do it a lot in cars, you know, and it's like, I don't want to watch it. So anyway, this Magoo. He's on the social media, you know. And he kills himself accidentally after taking the pin out of a hand grenade and then posing to take a photo with it.
Oh, yeah. That's so Abbott and Costello.
There's a Russian guy. And this is the wild part here. Alexander Sasha Chekchik had sent an image to his friend before, you know, showing himself holding the grenade moments before it detonated. And you see the pin there, sitting there. My God.
That would have been great if he had it on, like, speed, where they take, like, 30 pictures in a second.
Oh, man.
You would have had a close to him blowing up.
I feel bad for him. It's not funny, but Jesus Christ, man. You should fucking hate
him. He's a fucking moron. It's funny.
Should we give him a shovel? We'd give him a shovel to the head, but he blew his head off, so. Oh, well. Let that be a lesson to you.
Put a shovel to his mush. Good.
Did it part. To the pile of goo that was left. Okay.
Was this
all right, shovel to the head.
The
here we go. Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
Jeez, man. Schmagoo.
Oh,
all right. Now this is.
that's a Darwin Award right there.
What's this guy doing? Oh, ew. This guy, this guy here in, this has got to be in Cardiff. That's what, Scotland? Cardiff? Somewhere over there in the British Isles, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's, where is he, in a restaurant? Or, yeah, I guess he's in a restaurant, and he had an egg, a hard-boiled egg or something, and he cracks the egg open, and there's like a rotted chicken in there, man.
Oh!
Nasty. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, of course, he posted his lunch to Facebook that day, you know. No, I guess he was at home. He was eggs he bought at the Sainsbury Market and took home. Mm-hmm. It had a rotted chicken. Oh, go.
God.
Yeah.
That'll put you off.
That'll put you off eggs, man. I eat a lot of eggs, man. That would be so fucked up.
I think he has a fear of cracking open eggs now. I know I would. I told you about my sister, though, right?
What's that?
A long time ago, I said, I think. She can't bite into an apple because of all the cartoons that she watched where there was always
with the worms.
Worm in it. Yeah.
And they're cartoon worms. She can talk. They wear derbies.
She has to cut up her apple. She can't bite into it.
They talk like Lawrence Tierney. Don't bite the apple. See? All right. So I guess the Sainsbury store's had a chain of bad juju. And then it said in February, I don't know why they're putting this in there. An Aldi customer was disgusted to find maggots wriggling around in a pack of free-range eggs that they bought from a store in Cranbourne, Victoria.
Maggots set me off. Every
okay,
time I
well,
see
that's
maggots,
enough of
it. I have to take a shower. Man,
Okay, that's the gross out portion of the news. Let's see. Oh, this is cool. This guy is thinking here. He's an electrician, and he was supposed to be working. This is in Australia. And, but he wanted to play some golf, you know.
Yeah.
Take a little time off, afternoon off, you know, for a little golf. Right. So he wanted to, like, you know, hide out from his cell phone, you know.
Yeah, sure.
It's the electronic leash,
yeah.
Kids, you know. So what he did, if you've ever heard of a Faraday cage, it blocks electromagnetic frequencies.
I've heard that.
Yeah. It's more complicated than that, but that's basically its function. He used a foil bag of potato chips as a Faraday cage because the foil bag concealed his location from the GPS. Wild. That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
But he got caught anyway, and I don't know. Oh, yeah, he got caught and fired, and he's now working as an Uber driver. But for a while there, he was the smartest guy in the world.
Where's Mr. Science? We gotta get the positive. You put it in a bag of fucking chips and you're safe. Alright.
Well,
you're that criminal. That's what you do.
We invite you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science.
Alright, man. So more science then. Let's go to more science.
Good, good. I like this.
Where's that other science story? That's a recent. Oh, here we go. This is kind of appropriate. Uranus smells like rotten eggs. Scientists confirm.
And Ted.
Uranus has been the butt of many jokes over the years. It likely won't get any easier for the seventh planet in our solar system, as a new report has confirmed that Uranus likely reeks of, what else? Bad gas. So,
all right.
There you have it.
Good enough.
Uranus smells like gas. Oh, geez. On cue. Holy mackerel.
Oh, Ted, right on cue.
Oh, you're damn right Uranus smells like rotten egg. Woo! Ted's anus smells like rotten egg. God damn, man. Well, as Red Fox always said, wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
Wash your asshole. Not your whole ass, just your asshole. So anyways, there you have it. Uranus smells like ass. Okay. Here's one for the crime files. This woman should be locked up for a good stretch. She should get a good stretch. And I don't know. Years of community service. This is a really shitty crime. She's a 911 operator. Right? And she was found guilty of hanging up on people, calling for emergency services.
Jesus Christ.
According to the Chronicle,
911 operators.
Yeah, called things, jumping calls. She was going through a hard time in her life, and she was poor performing worker at the Houston Emergency Center. But punishing her doesn't do anything to fix the problems that still exist at the emergency center. Oh, okay. So I guess they have big problems over there, but. She was fired after supervisor. Yeah, the supervisor noticed an unusual number of short calls. It's just hanging up on people.
And they're gun happy in Texas. I mean, these are people lying, bleeding in the street, probably.
Bleeding out from gunshot wounds, crying out loud. Toddlers with guns kill more people than terrorists with guns. Look it up. Fun fact. All right.
How long does it take to say, not my problem,
Blake? Yep, man.
That's
all right. Now, this one, I I think this one is what do you call fake news or faux news? Hitler called it Lügenpresse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It said I'm alive and well.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, like, new guy calls it fake news. All right. Burrito-sized rats are reportedly terrorizing Brooklyn Heights. And then it looks like a picture from...
What's the name of that movie? With Ralph Meeker that you're thinking of. With the rabbit? Giant rabbit?
Yeah.
I can't think of it now.
Anyways.
Giant rat. Why not?
Why burritos? That's silly. This is a silly news. This is
silly.
A silly website. Yeah, silly website. You're being silly. Burrito-sized rats. Taco-sized titties. What the fuck, man? Okay. Here we go. This one. And then this one. Oh, which one do we end on? What's the other one? There was another one. Just bear with me, man. You know.
All right. Okay. You're still mellow. You're in the West Coast.
Cheesing, baby, cheesing. Burrito size.
That's it. Burrito size.
I guess that's it. I thought I had three penis stories. But I'm only seeing two penis stories. This is for the ladies. You know, we like to. spread the wealth. We'll start off with this one. Well, this isn't very nice. A woman cut her boyfriend's genitals with garden shears for allegedly sharing a sex tape with friends.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh, how big was his branch that she had a garden shield?
She had to get the garden shears out, man.
Oh, man.
Talk about a twig and berries. That was the whole half a tree there, I guess. Anyways, she took matters into her own hands by attacking her 40-year-old boyfriend, Sergio Fernandez. Oh, Sergio's Fernandez. Well, now you know what I'm telling you about. While he was sleeping.
Always when they're sleeping.
When they say genitals, or they mean just his twig or the twig and the berries, you know?
Well, if he's a sick, but she has garden shears, she has the time to line them both up. All three up.
Hey, she do. Ow, 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 ow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Lorena Bobbitt. Second penis story. A scuba diver is hospitalized in Hawaii after his penis got caught in a giant clam. Oh, baby. Yeah. They were diving, I guess, in a scuba divers. Mike Nelson obviously wasn't there for this bullshit, okay? Because it would have never happened. Well, Mike says, don't stick your penis in a clam. Giant clam. It could be deadly. So, John Madison, 22, it was a joke. His friend was filming him, so he wanted to impress him, so he stuck his dick in the clam. But it turns out he's like... He says it didn't hurt or anything. It felt warm and cozy inside the clam.
Oh.
And I was afraid my oxygen reserves were getting low, he admitted. Oh, this is rich, this guy. After eventually releasing himself from the clam, the young man later developed a severe allergic reaction and was rushed to the hospital. Allergies to seafood are fairly common and usually occur after ingestion of fish or shellfish, not after sexual intercourse with shellfish. So there you have it, kids.
Hey, he wasn't Jewish then, I think. They can't fuck shellfish.
If he wasn't Jewish, he sure looks Jewish now. There you go. There you have it.
don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Who knew the clam was a mole?
Woo-hoo.
Where's my fucking thing? There it is.
To buy a monkey?
Barking monkey.
Absolutely.
I want a barking monkey.
A barking monkey. You got the barking monkey blues over there?
I sure do, Commodore.
All right.
I sure do.
Let's head off the Blue Jay way. Yeah, that was some weird shit, man.
That was weird. Very weird.
Well, there's like seven or eight different types of music, or I don't know, maybe we're not all playing come together, sort of, yeah.
And they all came together.
Well, yeah. It is Jazz Appreciation Month, after all.
You got that right. Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, so polish your Thelonious Monk tonight. No! Are you working at a guitar store tomorrow?
That I am, sir. That I am. That's the one that
all
I
right. like. All right, all right, all righty. Good, good, good. What else haven't we covered over here? Oh, we're going to get together with Mr. Science tomorrow and hopefully Gigantor to Space Age Robot. I'm going to keep Gigantor Space Age Robot away from the matches and the lighter fluid, though.
He seems like the type of guy would really do it, too. He's, that's not a threat when I would Gigantor.
Well, you know, he... Look, man, I was the Virginian. I got on my horse. I came and saved his ass, man.
There you go.
He was in the bad jail over there in Tombstone. I rode over there. I grabbed him out of there by the scruff of the neck. I said, "You're coming with me, pal."
That's right. Smile.
That's
when
what
you
do.
That.
That's what you do for a friend. You see.
That's right.
You
That's
help
right.
your friends out. You treat them. You know. You do things to help them out that you'd hope that they'd do for you and help you out.
Not like Gumby. You know. Gumby lives by Seinfeld. Ah, that's a shame.
Ah. Well, not to get maudlin or serious, I think a lot of that had to do with my one friend committing suicide, you know.
Yeah,
you kind of feel like, well, you know, if I'd have been there more for him or whatever, you know, you try not to do that, but you can't help but do that a little bit.
Yeah.
So, he reached out, needed a hand. He loves it out here, man. He's doing well.
You got to remember, too, a lot of suicide guys keep it to themselves. I mean, the real ones.
Well, that guy, there's a picture of us. I think it's on Facebook, on my memories thing.
Yeah,
and it's Piggy's. There's one where we're kids. Here's a picture of the Chief and Gigantor. Looks like fucking Robert Plant back in those days. And me, handsome as ever. And then there's my buddy standing there with a knife pointed to his heart.
So,
who in this picture is going to take the pipe? Who's most likely to kill themselves in this picture, kid?
I'll tell you one thing, though, man. If I ever decided, I'm going like that Russian cat. That's the way to do it. Hold a fucking grenade.
Take the grenade.
Right in your fucking hand. Yeah.
Whew! Man, them 3 seconds got to be fucking... God!
Oh, what?
You know?
There's 3 seconds of it, Jesus Christ, what's this going to be like? But no pain whatsoever. Not even 3 seconds.
Probably not. It's probably instantaneous.
Yeah. It's bang. It's painless. But you're leaving a hell of a mess for someone to clean up if you do it.
That's the thing, man. That's kind of rude, man. You know.
Oh,
I say, opiate overdose is the way to go, man. These kids today, they got it right. They know what they're talking about with the opiates.
TNT is the way I'm going. What the fuck? I'm going to go out with a big fucking bang.
TNT, smoking on. No, you'd like stick a piece of TNT in your mouth and light it, and then you'd go boof. And then you'd look like a minstrel show. That's what would happen.
That's
man.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I would be afraid of surviving. That's what, you know, I'd stick it up my ass or something. I'd make sure it's
well, yeah.
the job
that's
done.
Like them kids, them dudes that they said they killed themselves to the heavy metal. I can't remember what band it was. And the one kid killed himself. The other one put the shotgun up to his face and at the last second kind of pulled away and only shot his face off.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what album that was? That was that Pat Boone album where he went.
Oh, it was
heavy
metal. The Pat Boone the heavy metal album. You are correct, sir.
Yep. That's question, kids. Don't listen to that.
And we always, you know, everything you hear on this Possum Hour is true. We would not lie
to
you.
Absolutely. We have a whole team of monkeys that do research.
Yeah, because I'm actually going to give Gigantor the matches and the lighter fluid tomorrow just for fun. Shits and giggles. All right, here we go. It's time for a polka.
yet.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
TCB, as Elvis used to say. Little TCB.
Oh, yeah. That's a goodie. Yeah, that did make up for a lot of missed polkas there at Magic. See, I like the way you put that.
Isn't that sweet?
Indeed. What a fun show. It's almost over.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I did want to mention. Oh, this was interesting. Yeah, I'm not going to mention that one. This Sunday, well, you know, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's any secret, but probably my favorite show of all time is Gunsmoke, okay?
Yeah.
And another of my favorite shows up for the first 10 years or so was The Simpsons. I haven't watched it much in the last 10, but this Sunday they will surpass Gunsmoke for the number of episodes. The record.
Oh, shit.
For the number of episodes, yes. Gunsmoke held the record since 1975 with all-time record, 635 episodes. And that's because they used to do, like, 30 episodes a season back in the early days. man, they worked hard. Not anymore. But, yeah, Simpsons is... And the thing is, Gunsmoke was only on for 20 years. Simpsons, on the other hand, has been on for, get this, 30 years. Wow.
God,
seems like
damn.
30 yesterday. Oh. Is that wild stuff? 30 years.
Thirty years.
1989 Christmas.
God.
A long time ago. Oh, well. Let's see. Family Guy's got 300. You're nowhere close. Nobody's going to touch The Simpsons, I don't think. King of the Hill had 255. That seems like a lot.
Oh, yeah, Christ.
Bonanza, 431. Not even close. No, Gunsmoke, and you know, much like The Simpsons, Gunsmoke probably went on a year or so too long. But not a whole decade, crying out loud.
Didn't they spin off to a show called Matt Dillon, where they actually named it after the main character or something?
No, the Matt Dillon show was the reruns of the half-hour episodes repackaged in syndication.
Oh, okay.
So they, instead, because they Gunsmoke was still on, they didn't want to have two Gunsmokes. They figured that would confuse people. So
one
on in the morning was Matt Dillon. Or Marshall Dillon, I think it was called. Marshall Dillon.
On this Western channel I have all of Bonanza, Wells Fargo,
nice.
The Rifleman.
I haven't seen too many of those. That's a
and,
good one.
Good one. Wagon Trail.
Wagon Train?
I was... Wagon Train, yeah. I've been watching something called Gunshot... Shotgun Slade. You ever hear of that show?
No, I've never seen that one. That's a new one on this cowboy.
14 episodes. Well, what reminded me of it is the guy who wanted it, his name is Scott Bradley. He's the star. He looks like a young Lawrence Tierney. I thought it was Lawrence. You ever see Lawrence Tierney in the 40s?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Huh. Interesting.
But Tierney did some great movies in the old times. Where he did mostly bad guys. Like, you know, he played good guys, I think. But Bill Fillmore.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Where are we at here? Getting close to the end of the show.
Why am I Mr. Pink? Because you're a faggot.
Because you're a faggot. Shut up. Love that guy. And he was, that was like, I guess he was that scary. Like Seinfeld said, like, he stole a bunch of shit off the set and they were all like, just let him take it.
What,
you know, don't anybody say anything.
That's what Christopher Penn said. He said he invited Lawrence over to his house for a weekend, and he ended up staying for like 5 weeks, 6 weeks. He said they went into a diner, and he stole the flower fucking arrangements from the fucking table.
Wow. They were scared to death of him.
You got to see this interview. It's funny as hell. Christopher Penn's laughing his ass off the whole time trying to tell us about it.
And then on the Simpsons, he was on The Simpsons once. Yeah.
That's right.
He was on The Simpsons, and on the commentary, they said that they didn't think he really understood one iota of the script. You know?
Yeah.
He was just there reading the words on the page. And they were all scared to death of him. So, there you have it. Lawrence Tierney. And it turns out he raped and killed people all these years. Who knew? You know.
Yeah, who knew?
I thought he was just happy acting. Where he made his mistake was trying to find out his genealogy. Honey Brown.
Yeah. Well, you know what? After 30 years of, getting away with it, I guess, he forgot about it.
Yeah, come on, all complacency.
That's my theory. Did he turn it off? That was my theory, man, that you can't turn it off. He stopped engaging.
That's what they know of. That's what they know of. That's what they know of.
Okay.
Of course, you know, it is early retirement. Every career has an early retirement option. Maybe he got, he took the 2020 deal and retired early.
Cut it.
He got a new job as a paper boy. Honey Brown.
A Walmart greeter.
A Walmart greeter.
Let's put him in the Hall of Fame. I like that guy.
Hall of Fame? He's in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Make it so.
And Hall of Fuck your Hall of Fame.
I like fuck, your
go fuck your,
to do it.
Go fuck your possum out.
The bathroom. Isn't it you guys that shove it up your ass?
Shove it up your ass.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Ooh, got to warm up the transporter. Hit it, Scotty. Energize.
In Australia, we've got deadly animals aplenty. We've got funnel web spiders who'll murder you and your family. Under every second rock is a red-backed spider, and they'll kill you just because, I don't know, they're bored or whatever. We've got invisible brown snakes who'll bite you on the foot, and you'll be dead in 7 minutes. Just like that. Kaput. We've got the world's deadliest creatures all over the place. We've got magpies who'll steal the eyeballs from your face.
But at least we don't have AR-15.
We've got great white sharks who'll ascend from the deep and rip you in half with their razor-sharp teeth. We've got saltwater crocs who'll death roll you to death, and sea snakes who'll gladly snatch your last breath. We've got a blue-ringed octopus no bigger than this that just sits around in rock pools waiting to kill kids, and even the platypus, the cute beaver duck thing, has got a spur on its ankle that'll kill you in one sting.
But at least we don't have AR-15. At least they can't end up in the hands of psychopathic teens.
We've got stonefish and stingrays and sea urchins and shit, and hectic fucking homicidal box jellyfish. And these jellyfish, they aren't even sentient beings. They don't even really do stuff or know about things. They just float around on the whim of the currents, being pointless, non-cognitive, murderous cunts. And if that weren't enough in terms of natural hazards, here in Australia, the sun causes cancer.
But at least we don't have AR-15. Can't end up in the hands of suicidal teens. And at least we don't have an NRA who pay millions of dollars every day to fine off politicians not to change old laws.
We've got bull sharks, cone shells, saltwater crocodiles, honeybees, European wasps and blue-ringed octopi, death adders, blue bottles, red-backed spiders, tiger sharks, tiger snakes and lizards that'll bite ya. We got sea snakes, taipans, cassowaries, copperheads, all the creatures of the land and sky and sea that want you dead. Toadfish, stonefish, irukandji jellyfish, bull ants, centipedes and ticks that cause paralysis.
Fuck, we don't have AR-15. Thank fuck, they can't end up in the hands of psychopathic suicidal teens. And thank fuck, we don't have an NRA who pay millions of dollars every day buying off politicians not to change some law. A law that was written 200 years ago, in a time when it took 3 minutes to reload a single round of ammunition. We knew nothing about depression, and you couldn't fire 45 rounds in 60 seconds. And there wasn't even such a thing as automatic weapons. And there weren't 31 mass shootings monthly. But what would I know, 'cause I'm from another country.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Good one, man. Right on the button.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a damn good
was
show.
A good show. Felt good. Let's see here. I guess we got all business taken care of tonight there.
Yeah.
Let's put the gummy music on here for a minute.
Did you see on my cigar page what they did to my pick of the day?
No.
That girl Kelly didn't know what that. You know, you see my cover picture? I have a cigar resting on my, with the election in the background.
Yeah.
Well, when she posted on the page, she edited out what I wrote about the lay a little Coltrane on me, and she edited out the Korean on my on my ashtray.
Wow.
When I asked her why, she said, first of all, you know, we can't use stolen pics. I said, that's my kitchen. I took that picture.
Yeah.
And she didn't know who Coltrane was. I said, that's player, man. I wanted you to post it on the page so I can share it on my Gumby Loves Jazz page, you know, get the word out about the cigar place. Oh, well.
Well, you know what they say.
She edited out the Korean words, too. I guess she didn't know what it said. Maybe I'm cursing people out in Korean. That's an
Go
ashtray.
Fuck yourself in Korean.
That's an ashtray I stole in 1988, the first time I went to Korea. I stole it from one of the one of the restaurants.
You know, those were the days. You can't even do that anymore, steal ashtrays. They don't put the words on them anymore. They figured it out.
Yeah,
you know,
make it cheap as possible.
I've got a few. I've got a Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
And Stoney's Beer. What do I got? This one here, I've got here. It's this is the last ashtray I ever stole. It's Big Boy. You know the Big Boy,
Big
right?
Boy.
Hamburgers?
Yeah.
Big Boy? Got a Big Boy on the bottom of it, man. Glass ashtray. Fucking. And it was on my honeymoon in 2003.
Yeah,
I went down to. We were in Logan, I guess, Ohio. It was a little south of here. And I'm like, they allow smoking in the restaurant?
Ah. Oh.
And this was 2003. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's changed now, but
still. I don't
still,
know,
that's,
man,
that's,
but as it then, yeah.
Yeah, and I was still smoking at that time.
The whole thing you could smoke in.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a smoking section, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's something. But, yeah, that 2003, though, that's pretty,
pretty recent. And
yeah,
they
I'm
had
sure
the... And they were stupid enough to have nice ashtrays with their logo on it. How am I supposed to resist? You know, ashtray between
it's
friends.
It's good promo. It's good promo.
Oh, I bought a patty melt to go just because I felt so guilty, you know. I kid because I can't. All right. So anyways, yeah, we'll wrap this up and get on to your cigars there tomorrow.
Yeah,
like I say, I'm not doing that. We're going to probably cook out. I cut the grass tonight, so we'll probably cook out tomorrow.
Oh,
grill
nice.
Some shit up, you know.
Yeah. Mr. Science and
me and two guys, two fellas I have known.
Nice.
For a collective... 80 years, you know?
Huh. I just found out that a girl that I dated died 10 years ago. I didn't know that.
Wow. Isn't that weird? That is...
that's
strange.
All my friends are almost gone.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about my past. I told you, I could write an autobiography saying all these heroic things I've done, and no one can call me on it.
Yeah. I don't know when I met Gigantor. I didn't start hanging out with him until high school.
Yeah.
He was like lived up the street, but
did you know him in grade school? But just
yeah, I knew of him and knew.
Yeah,
yeah I knew, just wasn't buddy.
Yeah.
With him.
That's the way I was with my good buddy, my good friend who died in '89. Yeah.
And then Mr. Science, I've known him since the first grade. We were in first grade together. I wasn't a big fan of his right away. We were kind of.
Mr. Science grows on you.
I think fifth grade is when we really started to. Because they'd always put us in alphabetical order, and we'd always end up sitting. I'd sit in front of him every time. And once I figured out I could make this idiot laugh.
There you go. Yeah. We need an audience.
So, The start of a beautiful friendship is what that was, Mr. Science.
There you go.
He'll be over tomorrow, and hopefully Gigantor can make it and eat some charred flesh from fire.
Hey, Maggie just posted my censored cigar.
Oh, there you go. Alrighty. Well, I guess that's it, man. We'll do this Monday, I reckon. And then
yeah.
I'm gonna be dodgy on Fridays, I think, for a while. I don't know. I didn't do shit this month. That's all gonna change shortly. I got a shitload ahead of me this month, so.
Great.
I'm kind of looking forward to it in a way, you know.
I'll send you some jazz for Monday. I'm trying to find some funny ones.
Yeah. Anything you got, man, send along, yeah. Man. We'll do a jazz spatial.
I love this possum picture you have, the possum with the fez.
I made that one this morning.
Did you? Did you put the fez on them, too?
Yeah, I added the fez.
Okay, good job.
Yeah, can't do it without the fez on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Morocco ball. Isn't that what's possible? I like it.
I'll see you Monday, secret.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Hello, Gumby.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!